Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Matt's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 103 for July 12, 2006, Park Zone. And now, get ready for Dick! The July 12th edition of the Daily GizWiz is now on the air. And ladies and gentlemen, here he is. I feel bad, Dick DiBartolo.
Why?
Matt's maddest writer.
Yeah.
Because there isn't really a big fanfare to begin this podcast. We have a short little open, and then we get right into it. It seems like, you know, as the game shows do, we should have more music, more laughter, more applause.
More money?
No, can't do that.
Oh, okay.
But I could. But everything else I could do with the magic of editing.
Oh, okay.
You worked on a lot of game shows. Did you ever work on The Family Feud?
I did work on Feud. I worked on Feud. I worked on another show called He Said, She Said. He Said, She Said was very funny. Did you ever see that show?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. He Said, She Said was it was a husband and wife show.
So it's kind of like the Newlywed Game.
Yeah, well, except the questions were not. For example, we had Steve Allen and Jane.
Oh, they were celebrity couples.
Celebrity couples, right. And you would say,
gee, you'd think they would know each other very well.
Yes. You would say, Steve is walking down the street. A man in front of him drops a $50 bill. Does he run right after the man? Does he pick it up and hold it for 10 seconds to think about what to do? Does he put it in his pocket?
Oh, these are good questions.
Yeah, it was very funny. And Steve Allen and Jane Meadows unfailingly knew exactly what each other would do.
I would expect that.
As a matter of fact, we were in the dressing one day, and they told me this bizarre story that one night Jane Meadows dreamed she was in some kind of dire situation, in a fire or something, and Steve Allen dreamt that he saved her. I mean,
they've been together too long.
Too long, right. And then we had the female psychiatrist Joyce Brothers on,
yeah.
And they did not know. I don't think they got anything right in the entire week of shows.
That's not what you'd expect. That's funny.
No, it was very funny.
She
anyway, what was the question?
Well, I was asking about Family Feud, because we had talked earlier in the week about the Family Feud, and you said that you remembered one family that was so dumb.
Leo, this is, I don't remember their name. I don't even know the year.
Yeah.
But these are some of the answers.
Well, let me just explain. The Family Feud is a game show where they take a survey of 100 people, ask them a question, like name a former president most people would say is honest, for instance. And then they take the survey answers and they list them in order of most answered to least answered. And then they ask the family the same question, and they're supposed to come up with the answer. And and of course, you get more points the higher the number. You want to get on that board, whatever it is that the survey said.
Exactly.
But some people just have no clue.
No. So these are the questions. And there were a lot of them were not hard knowledge questions. So the first question was,
this is funny that you remember this.
I do, because it was one of those things where, remember I talked about earlier where they would do outtakes. Well, these weren't outtakes, but they would keep calling people into the conference room to play this show.
Oh, you've seen it a few times.
Yeah. So the first question was, name a place you go where you know you're going to have to stand online. Bam! This family beeps in as fast
Disneyland.
As they can. No. The beach.
What?
I know.
That's not on the board, I guarantee you.
No, right. No. Okay. Second question. Name
the beach.
An appliance that has to heat up before you can use it. Bam!
Waffle
same
iron.
Family. Right. No. The microwave.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. They're not too
bright. Okay. And then it was a blank. It was Adolf blank.
Okay.
And the answer was
Hitler, obviously.
Right. I screwed it up. The question was Rudolph blank.
Oh, Rudolph. Okay.
And they
answered the red-nosed reindeer.
No, they answered Hitler.
Rudolph Hitler.
Rudolph Hitler.
His brother.
Right, his brother.
Because never made it.
I know. Is that a
riot? Oh, my goodness. That must have happened sometime. I mean, they screen these people, I'm sure, as best they can.
They do.
But sometimes people get nervous in front of the
kids. That's the problem.
Rudolph Hitler.
Rudolph Hitler.
Of course.
Rudolph. Anyway, so you have more ants.
Well, I do. There was a web page, and I think it was on Dig, and it's very funny. And in fact, they're about as dumb as this. I mean, let's see. Here's one. Besides San Francisco, name a city that begins with the word San. The number one answer, of course, San Diego. The worst answer that a family actually gave, Seattle.
Seattle. Right.
Tell me something specific you should drink a lot of when you're sick. Number one answer, water. Worst answer, alcohol. Here's my favorite one. Name something you'd hate to find at the end of your nose. Number one answer is a pimple. The worst answer, lint. Have you found lint at the end of your nose?
That's right. Oh, Leo, I remembered one more question from the same family.
Okay.
Tell us something you say to a police officer who stops you for speeding.
Yes.
Bap! Officer, I've been drinking.
It's okay. It's okay, officer.
Okay. I was wondering why you were weaving in and out all over the road. Oh, you've been drinking. Oh, I'm sorry. stupid me. I thought there was something wrong. You're just drunk. That's it.
Name the best month to schedule a wedding.
Bam.
Summer.
And then Richard Dawson's favorite, he laughed on the air for 5 minutes.
Oh, wow. He was good. He was a great audience, wasn't he?
He would laugh. He would. A month in which a pregnancy shows. Bam! September?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, right. That's most of it, right. I don't know if I'm pregnant or not. Well, just wait till September. Your stomach will show.
Name a special request people ask for when making a dinner reservation. Number one answer, non-smoking. The worst answer, name a special request people ask for when making a dinner reservation, a menu.
You don't want to see a menu.
I'd like to make a reservation table for two, and can we have a menu, please?
Oh, please, listen.
Oh, you're asking a lot. I don't know.
Right. Very demanding people. That is a riot.
Name something you do in front of your husband that you probably never did when you were dating. The worst answer, make out.
That is a riot.
There's 27 of them. I'll put a link in the show notes. The worst Family Feud answers ever. It's from a website, Thomas Celia's website. Thomas,
thomaselia.com.
Thomas Alaya, I guess, would be. Yeah, Tom Alaya. Anyway, I don't know where he got these, but they, whew, boy.
They're very funny. Very funny.
Now.
Okay.
A gadget?
A gadget, maybe?
I don't know.
A gadget, yeah.
Why not?
This gadget's been around a while. This is a new version of it, but it's really neat. And it's called Park Zone. Do you have a park zone in your garage?
No. What is it? I don't know.
Okay. Park zone's very clever. The top part of park zone looks like a miniature traffic light with red, yellow, green. And what you do is you mount that on the back wall of your garage.
Oh, I need this.
This is neat, Leo. Then down at the bottom of it is a little ultrasonic device. And what you do is you park your car where you want your car always to be.
Okay.
And then only once you push a button on the top of the ultrasonic, it sends out a quick beam that bounces off the bumper and back into the park zone, and that sets it for from now on. Then when you the next time you drive into your garage, as you enter the garage, the light is green. As you approach where you want to be your ideal parking spot, it lights up yellow. And when you get exactly to where you had set that bumper measurement, it lights up red. And so you can park your car.
Brilliant.
And it's $30.
You know, I often, there are a few dents in the back wall of my garage. Right. So this would be a very useful thing.
Yeah. And the newer version is called ParkZone Platinum. And all they did to it is now made it dual power. You can either run it off four AA batteries, or if you have power near where it's going to be used, you can use it on AC power.
That would probably be a better idea. Yeah, I mean, how long do the batteries last? Light doesn't go on all the time.
So. No. It's only going to go on when you pull into the garage.
Right.
And it's pretty nifty.
I think that's a great idea. How much is it?
$30.
That's great.
Yeah, $29.95.
ParkZone.
ParkZone.
ParkZone
is the name of the device.
For your parking. And we did about 20 minutes of shtick and about 2 minutes of gadget, which is, I think, about the right proportion.
That's right. No, I said, our listeners, more male than ever, is if you leave out the gadget, don't sweat it.
No, we got to do the gadget. Yeah. Now, I've seen analog devices for this, like little bumps that your wheel would go over when you're like a little trough kind of thing.
Right. There's a little thing that hangs down from the garage, and when it touches your windshield.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
Hey,
come on. We want electronic.
Lights.
We want lights.
It's got to have lights, or Dick's not happy.
Listen, I had to go buy a car just so I could test this thing out.
Oh, you know, that's a good point. How would you know if this works?
Well, I did it by moving a big piece of wood.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But
did you really?
But I drew a bumper on it to fool it.
And it worked.
Leo, I can park a 2x4 in my apartment
perfectly
without ever touching the wall. If you need to park a 2x4 in my apartment, I'm set.
Oh, you crack me up. Oh, my goodness. I didn't even think of that. How can he know? How can he test this product? He doesn't even drive. He doesn't have a car.
No,
do you have a driver's license?
I do.
You could drive if you had to.
Right. But yeah, I could. I mean, I need it to cash checks, basically. you do.
But did you ever have a car in your life?
No.
You've never owned a car?
I've never owned a car. I've owned 26 boats. I've driven a boat from the Bahamas to Montreal.
Wow.
But I have never I've never owned a car, and the furthest I've driven in a car is probably 50 miles.
So you have driven a friend's car at one point.
I've driven my sister.
Well, how did you get a driver's license?
Because when I...
In high school?
After high school, my sister lent me her car, and I learned how to drive, and I got the driver's license. But, you know, I live in mid-Manhattan.
No, I'm not. I understand completely. Yeah. It's crazy to have a car in Manhattan. You don't need one, for one thing.
Do you know how much it costs to park a car in this? I live on the Upper West Side. What do you think a monthly garage spot is?
In San Francisco or Toronto, it'd be about $100, $125.
Okay. Here, it's about $400.
Wow. That's a payment. That's a car payment.
Yeah, of car payment. I pay less for my warehouse.
Well, and then you're paying too much.
if I could get a car on the elevator in the warehouse, I'd put it there. But I might just get a cruising cooler. But then
that's all you need. You could drive that around. Absolutely. Yeah. You get everywhere with that. Well, and you know, driving a boat's not easy. There's no brakes.
No, there are no breaks.
So there's some special. There's some special
there
skills
is,
there,
and you have to know about the tide and the current and that's the wind.
Right. That's right. If you could drive a boat, you could probably drive a car.
Probably.
It's probably not much different, except for the brakes.
And also on a boat, when you step out to park, you drown. But outside of that, they're pretty similar.
Number one thing
right.
people need to drive a boat, a banana split. Thank you very much.
Oh, wait. Did I ever tell you my pickle question?
No.
Right.
This for the match game or the family?
Match game. So the question is something like, I'll just make it up because I don't remember the original question. Something a person grows in the window box.
Something first, a person grows in
grows
a window
in
box.
A window box. Right. Okay. So the first person on match game answers pickle. So Rayburn says, did you understand the question? Something you grow? And the person said, no, that's my answer. So Rayburn said, all right, fine. This is when match game is in New York City. So Rayburn says, okay, something you grow in a window box. The second contestant, pickle.
They matched.
Rayburn goes, am I missing something here? But you matched. Okay. Bill Cullen, something you grow in a window box. Bill Cullen says, pickle.
No.
Yeah, I know. So then Rayburn says, goes to the other team and says, listen, I'm going to ask this question again. If you answer pickle, I'm leaving the studio. So he asks a question, and the contestant says, pickle.
Now, you have to understand, they've written this down ahead of time,
all of these guys.
So they have not seen the other answers. This is completely independently.
Independent, okay? So pickle, Rayburn takes off his microphone, leaves.
He leaves.
So over the headset, which I'm wearing, the producer says, Johnny Olsen, get out there.
Oh
so
God.
Johnny Olsen, who is a very famous announcer,
is Johnny Olsen speaking.
Exactly. Johnny Olsen comes up and says, okay, to the next contestant, if you answer pickle, I'm leaving.
Right.
So the person says, pickle.
No!
And Johnny Olsen leaves.
Oh, my God.
And then Gene Kopelman, the producer, says, Dick, get out there.
No.
So I run out there.
Wait a minute. This is a nightmare you had.
This actually happened? This actually happened. So I go out there and I say to the next contestant, listen, if you say pickle, I'm not leaving. This is a lifelong dream. I'm hosting the match game.
Please say pickle.
Do you think I want to write these stupid questions? I want to host the show.
You must have got a huge laugh.
Well, you know what? After that, I had to join after because
you were
whenever things were going slow, Rayburn, during a commercial, would say to me, Dick, come out here. Do anything. Do something. Let's get some laughs going. And what it turned out was that Bill Cullen, backstage,
had set it up.
And he said, listen, are all six of you in on this? Because if one of you varies, it's going to lay a bomb. It has to be, are we all in on this?
Right.
So
brilliant.
Wasn't that great? That was really
fun. And that aired?
That aired.
I wish I had seen that episode.
Leo, this is one of those episodes which was back done in New York City. And as I told you, Goodson, they were on videotape. Back then, videotape was like $100 a roll. And they would send out a memo saying we're erasing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They erased it.
They erased thousands of hours because no one dreamed that the Game Show Network would exist or anybody would care about seeing old shows.
I watched the match game and I loved it. And the thing I loved about it was its spontaneity and its unpredictableness. I mean, that was, I think, credit to Gene Rayburn, who was just a madman.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Anything went on that show, and it was always fun. And the panel, too. I mean, you had just hysterical people.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was one of the first shows where you know, made fun of the contestants, but in a very pleasant kind of way.
Oh, it was hysterical. Yeah, I loved that show.
Yeah, it was great.
I won't tell you that I was 11 when I watched it, and it was always because I was homesick, but that's another.
Okay. Well, you know, when you're homesick, the best thing to take is alcohol.
I heard that.
Right.
It's the Family Feud.
Yeah. But you should be 10 and above before you...
We have just recorded the longest Daily Gizwiz
in the history of the show.
and the only one that was anywhere near as long was yesterday. So we better wrap this up.
Oh, okay. Very good.
We're never getting to the end of the week if we keep this up. We'll be doing the show Thursday morning. And we'll still be here. Dick, thank you. We'll see you next time.
Okay. Very good. I'll be here.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
We're having too much fun.